This is Passport to Texas. If you grew up in South Texas, you probably heard stories from the book
Stories That Must Not Die.
Stephanie Salinas grew up in Laredo reading these tales by Juan Sauvageau. They capture the soul and spirit of the region. The author's storytelling pulls readers in and keeps them on the edge of their seats, says Salinas, such as the tale of Manuel and Maria in Dancing with a Ghost.
A man was driving along to go to a dance, and he found a woman on the side of the road. She wanted to go dance, so he took her with him, and she was the best dancer, and everyone was completely in awe. At the end of the night, he dropped her off in the same place, and she was cold, so he lent her his jacket. The next morning, he drove to where he dropped her off. He saw a small house in the distance, so he drove up and asked if Maria was home. The woman who answered the door just started bursting into tears. She said Maria had passed away 10 years ago. He's like, no, that's impossible. He's like, I danced with her last night. He's like, oh, she was wearing a pink dress. And she's like, oh, she was a great dancer. And we buried her in a pink dress. And the mother took them to the grave where Maria was buried. And on top of the grave was his jacket.
Spooky. Stephanie Salinas has an article about Stories That Must Not Die by Juan Sauvageau in the October issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.